Hello, everyone. Patriot Underground here. So before we begin the show, I wanted to take a quick moment to remind everybody to check out PatriotSwitch.com. Click the link in the description and begin your journey making the switch to purchasing your personal and household products from a patriotic company who shares your value system and doesn't funnel your money directly into evil operations that are designed to destroy us. This is a no-brainer, folks. I made the switch and I couldn't be happier. And as I said, I only come out and support something that I personally use and believe in. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, enjoy the show. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is February 10th, 2023. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. As always, I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen, and I hope all of you folks are having a wonderful day. So today I'm going to provide a situation report, and I'm very, very excited because we have finally gotten word that the Russian offensive is about to begin. And to be honest, I had anticipated that this would have commenced a little bit sooner, and those who have been listening to me for a while, certainly you would understand why I would think that based upon some of the analysis that I've done, and not just me, of course, many others. But certainly the timing is very similar to what we saw when Russia began the special operations portion of this war that was intended to go into the underground biolab facilities and, of course, eliminate the race-specific bioweapons as well as rescue children from the tunnels. And now that that portion of the mission has been successfully accomplished, although I do believe there are still mop-up operations going on, indeed, it's time for the complete occupation of the Khazarian homeland. And that's where we're at right now. So the word is that the Russians have amassed a force of anywhere from 500,000 all the way up to estimates I've heard of 700,000 battle-hardened troops. Not only that, they're going to be supported by more than 2,000 tanks, more than 700 aircraft, and of course a whole host of advanced weaponry that will be overwhelming to the opposition that remains in the region. And remember that this is largely a mercenary force that's been somewhat effective in slowing down the advances of the Russians, but at this stage of the war, they're going to be completely overwhelmed, overrun, and ultimately wiped out. And this is all going to connect to the ongoing investigations into fake Biden, into Hunter's laptop, and of course, all the corrupt business dealings in Ukraine. And obviously, we know it goes way beyond what gets discussed in the mainstream media, at least for now. Not only that, as tensions continue to rise between the CCP and the United States, we're getting closer and closer to the exposure of fake China Joe being on the CCP payroll, and perhaps even providing the enemy with the surveillance equipment that was recovered after this so-called spy balloon was shot down. I'm sure you've heard by now that the Chinese spy equipment contains components produced in the West, specifically in the United States, and had English language writing on it. And I do believe this is going to lead to some very interesting revelations about where this equipment came from and who authorized the transfer of it to a hostile nation. All of these dots are going to connect and lead directly to the implication of our fake president. And as we know, folks, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And Biden, I do believe, was chosen as a sort of sacrificial lamb by the deep state in order to shield their darker levels of depravity. It's very likely that we're going to see a full-scale defection of support from Biden. In fact, we're already seeing it in order to set him up as the villain so that they can somehow hide the truth about the crimes against children. And you heard Jim Willie talk about this just the other day. Because they recognize that this will be the true uniting force that will bind humanity together and completely unseat them from power to face justice. So if indeed that is their strategy, you can bet that the White Hats are going to allow them to attempt to play their hand and try and shift the narrative away, in addition to allowing false flag scenarios to play out, which they've wargamed as a part of this critical time, knowing full well that the enemy would do whatever it takes to avoid detection and apprehension. And therefore, they've put contingency plans in place. None of these criminals are going to escape justice, folks. But it's also worth mentioning that given the fact that there are so many doubles and clones and actors, the White Hats have had a bit of a tough time in certain cases identifying the real individuals and bringing them into custody. Nevertheless, while the deep state may be able to delay the endgame, there are only a few moves remaining on the chessboard. And the move that the Russians are about to make is going to force the deep state into deeper levels of desperation. That's why this is so important. One of the many reasons. They're going to be forced to become more desperate and to lash out and to make moves dictated by panic as opposed to practicality. And therefore, this is going to increase the probability, or I should say certainty, that false flag scenarios are going to play out in the near future. And I do think that the Chinese balloons have been a very clear indication that the event, whatever is going to transpire, is rapidly approaching. And with the news that the Russian offensive is about to begin, I would urge everybody out there to buckle up, because it's about to get wild. If you thought that NATO and the UN and the EU and all of these unelected bureaucracies across the world were panicking, especially in Washington, you haven't seen anything yet. We are honing in on events that are going to literally shake the world to its core, both literally and figuratively. And speaking of shaking the world, these earthquake wars are set to intensify. You heard Jim and I discuss the very likely possibility that DARPA-developed tectonic weapons were deployed in Turkey as a means of sending a message to Erdogan and attempting to intimidate their leadership into backing off their plans to join Russia, China, and the BRICS alliance. You heard him talk about how engineering hurricanes and earthquakes, from a technological standpoint, being child's play for the cabal. But the good news is that we also have White Hats using similar technology to take down the underground tunnel systems, which I do believe are quite prevalent across that country, according to my research. So the acceleration of all these events is a clear indicator that the alliance is still very actively engaged in clearing out tunnels and rescuing innocents. And this dovetails very nicely with another portion of our discussion, where we were talking about the mainstream media, which hasn't been taken down yet, and the threats that the cabal has made to kill up to 1 million more kids that have yet to be rescued by the alliance if the EBS is triggered. Now, I think it's very important to never lose sight of the fact that all of the different aspects of this war are interconnected. It's not a simple matter of taking down the mainstream media in a vacuum without any sort of related consequences. You can be sure that what remains of the enemy plans to go scorched earth if the alliance moves too quickly. Behind the scenes, the White Hats have been actively tracking down hidden weapons of mass destruction this entire time. The very same weapons that would be deployed against us if we got what we wanted when we wanted it. It's like the old saying goes, be careful what you wish for. Folks, I think it's pretty clear that the White Hats could perform a hostile takeover of the mainstream media at any moment. And yes, this would red pill the general population very fast, which would, of course, have many positive outcomes. But what good would it be if the enemy was able to strike back and inflict millions, if not billions, of casualties as a result? Now, obviously, there's the counter-argument of allowing the jab to continue to kill people, which is very legitimate But as I said during my conversation with Jim, if you have to choose between children in cages who have no free will and saving the lives of people on the surface who do have a choice, then in my view, you have to make that very difficult decision to go with the lesser of two evils. And at the same time, do everything that you can to put truthful information out there so that folks have the ability to make an informed choice. And hopefully they make the right one. But the ending isn't for everyone. We've known this since the beginning. It's an unfortunate reality of war, but nevertheless, it is a reality. But getting back to the Russian offensive for a moment, it's painfully obvious that those opposing the Russians in Ukraine, mainly mercenaries at this point, are hopelessly outmatched. Now, I mentioned the numbers associated with the Russian military forces a moment ago and all of their heavy equipment. And if you compare that to what's going to be opposing it on the other side, there really is no reason to believe that this is going to even remotely be a fair fight. And that's just on the kinetic battlefield. We know that Russia is running the tables economically as well, with all of their allies, and completely controlling the flow of energy into Europe, which is what this war is really all about from a geopolitical standpoint. The cabal had always sought to engineer these wars in order to secure their pipelines through Syria that would ultimately put them in a position to dominate energy production and distribution for the next 100 years, if not longer. But obviously, their plans aren't working out very well for them. And you got to ask yourself, what is a handful of tanks from NATO countries that in many cases aren't even completely refurbished and battle-ready, and in other cases are far too technologically advanced in order to be trained in a timely fashion, are going to accomplish in terms of slowing down this offensive? And even if you have Polish and other NATO country military personnel operating the tanks, the numbers tell the story. This is going to be an absolute rout. And it's also going to coincide, I believe, with many, many interesting developments in terms of disclosure. It's very clear to me that in the process, we're going to discover who's really in charge in many of these NATO countries that have already been flipped behind the scenes, including Germany and France. Now, Germany really is the linchpin, as I've said before, due to their industrial base, which virtually all of Europe depends upon economically. And if Benjamin Fulford's intel is correct, that Olaf Scholz is indeed hiding in Canada after the parliament stripped away much of his executive power, I do believe it's very likely that we're going to see a public declaration of defection from NATO, either emanating from the German parliament itself or in the form of a military coup. And I've discussed the very strong likelihood that we're going to see military coups all over the world with increasing frequency as we get closer to the eye of the storm, or as a part of the eye of the storm. And I do believe that this Russian offensive is a major marker that the eye of the storm is rapidly approaching. This truly is a fascinating time to be awake and alive and aware, to bear witness to it all. The entire deep state apparatus in terms of money laundering as a means of revenue generation, to prop up the entire financial system, as well as the collusion between virtually every trusted pillar of our societies worldwide in order to suppress the truth and keep humanity enslaved ahead of their extermination agenda, is very rapidly emerging from the shadows. And it's rising to the surface to be exposed by the light. People are beginning to connect the dots, folks. More and more. This is happening every single day. And in large part, that's due to our efforts to continue to spread the truth, to never back down, because we understand what's at stake. And putting our own personal sacrifices aside to fight for the survival of humanity is the commitment that all of us have made that is indeed changing the world. Make no mistake about that. And as we know, this isn't just about our survival. This is about our ascension. This is about our future as a species. First comes exposure. Then comes awakening. Then comes justice. And then comes the fifth dimension. I never imagined in all of my life that I would ever be blessed enough to bear witness to this moment in history. But here we are, together, awake, aware, aligned, and determined to see this fight through to the very end, so that we can pioneer a golden age of peace, justice, prosperity, goodwill, and the expansion of the human experience beyond our wildest imagination. The world is getting ready to change, and we have a major responsibility moving forward, folks. Now, throughout this process, we've learned about the strategic importance of Switzerland, and not just in terms of their banking system, but also their advanced technology at CERN. And I'm going to speak for a moment about why this is so important and some of the recent developments that I've heard about. Specifically, I've heard that a full-scale invasion of Switzerland is coming soon. Now, this is important for multiple reasons. First of all, this Khazarian mafia stronghold is where all of the money is coming from to wage this war against Russia. They have trillions and trillions in gold and other resources that need to be seized and repatriated. But of course, the primary objective is to cut off the deep state's ability to bid defiance to the alliance. And as Q the Storm Rider puts it, the only way to end all wars is to bring down Switzerland. And I couldn't agree more with that. So there is a plan in play, based upon my research, to take full control of CERN, which is used by the CIA and DARPA to weaponize electromagnetic technology against humanity. And of course, to open portals as well, to allow demonic elements to enter our realm and support what's left of the enemy. And it's also worth noting that there have been many interterrestrials as well that have reportedly been engaging Russian forces on the surface, as Kerry Cassidy and Gene Decode have both discussed on my show. And as Kerry has pointed out multiple times, this is a war between competing AI systems. And that's part of why Switzerland is so central. The AI system coming out of CERN, where the internet was conceived as a tool to map society and subsequently control the world, is controlling the trajectory of this war to a large extent. We already have ample evidence to prove that AI, in conjunction with non-terrestrial assistance, created this so-called virus, which is essentially an electromagnetic attack on humanity, using radiation-induced pneumonia to masquerade as a respiratory virus. But the real virus is this AI itself, which the enemy planned to use to wipe us all out. You might even say that the AI is the enemy at the very top. Not only that, they've been using AI to implement their censorship agenda as well. The very concept of artificial intelligence raises important existential questions about the future of humanity and the role this technology will play in that future. But I happen to believe that just like with anything else, it's not the tool so much as those who wield the tool. And I'm very confident that the White Hats have been able to repurpose much of this technology that was weaponized against us to heal and serve humanity in the future, once this flip takes place. But there are some elements of this AI that need to be completely eliminated due to its association and involvement with levels of depravity that are just beyond human comprehension. And this is going to be the primary objective of the White Hat mission to take down Switzerland and the subterranean complexes within that country. We already know that AI is directly connected to 5G networks. And just the other day, Jim and I discussed this as the reason why the city of Wuhan was infected so quickly with the virus. But the suburbs and the surrounding regions weren't affected at all. And the same thing happened in Italy and Madrid. The 5G was switched on in coordination with the AI to communicate with the graphene oxide that had already been pumped into the population long before the jab came along. And we saw a large number of deaths as a result in those areas. And this was done strategically to generate fear so that the population across the world would simply comply with their agenda, as opposed to asking rational questions and thinking logically about what was happening. Fear causes people to react emotionally, as opposed to logically. This is essentially the premise of MKUltra program. And this is exactly what the cabal was depending on so that they could use the mainstream media to intimidate everyone into complying with their agenda. Now, what we didn't know at the time, which has been well established at this point, is that 5G is in fact a weapon system. The military has admitted as much. In fact, many people out there in the audience may have known about this initially. And not only that, we also know that the radiation sickness it produces masquerades as a respiratory virus, as I mentioned a moment ago. And that's why to this day, there is still no tangible proof that COVID-19 even exists. And in the past, we've talked about court cases in Canada and in Europe, in which the government and medical establishment could provide no actual proof or isolation of the COVID-19 so-called virus. And the reason is because if they attempted to introduce false evidence in a court of law that could be cross-examined and disproven, that would in turn expose their entire agenda. So what they've chosen to do is lose these legal cases and just go on gaslighting the public, using the mainstream media to convince everyone that any discussion of COVID not being an actual virus is just pure conspiracy theory. But the truth is, folks, that we were attacked with spike proteins and graphene oxide that were sprayed through chemtrails all across the world. Not only that, they've been priming the pump with this graphene oxide in many, many other ways. We've been putting it in our food, in our water supply, in our personal hygienic products. And it's important to remember that these poisons were not designed to kill us immediately, but to prepare us for this depopulation transhumanist agenda with plausible deniability. But this has been planned for decades, folks. We have all come to an understanding that the graphene oxide in the vaccines is interacting with the 5G. And there are many, many studies of animals being literally controlled through graphene oxide, which communicates with the 5G towers, the AI, to manipulate and even control human behavior remotely. This has been known for almost a decade, folks. And this is why the Alliance is going to take full control of Switzerland. They have to. My understanding is that there have been several operations to do this that have actually failed, given the extensive network of underground tunnels and dumps surrounding CERN, which is, of course, the headquarters of the artificial intelligence that we're battling against. And by the way, the tunnels underneath CERN reportedly stretch for over 3,000 miles in virtually every direction, into Italy, Germany, France, Austria, etc., etc. So covert operations were simply not able to succeed. And that's led to the decision to invade and occupy Switzerland. Now, I don't know at what stage this is all going to happen in relation to the war in Europe, but my suspicion is that as this major Russian offensive heats up, we're going to see other military operations commence, and that somewhere in the process, Switzerland is going to be targeted overtly. Now, switching gears a little bit, I think it's very interesting that this Nord Stream pipeline story is now creeping back into the news. And we're getting confirmation that it was indeed the U.S. Navy in coordination with Langley that was responsible for carrying out this sabotage, which is what the Russians said days after the event. And this was also something that came up briefly during my discussion with Jim. I referenced Seymour Hersh coming out publicly and making this assertion, only to be very quickly refuted by the fake White House, which we can all see very clearly as a tacit admission, given the fact that everything they say is an inversion of reality, an inversion of the truth. And that truth is that the U.S. Navy's diving and salvage center in Panama City, Florida, has been training for these types of operations for decades. They're capable of using C4 explosives to carry out underwater demolition. In fact, this is one of their major areas of expertise. And not only that, it's been well documented that the U.S. Navy had a presence directly above where the explosions took place just days prior to the event. Now, Q the Storm Writer explained in a recent post that two of the pipelines, which were known collectively as Nord Stream 1, had been providing Germany and much of Western Europe with cheap Russian natural gas for more than a decade. And a second pair of pipelines, called Nord Stream 2, had been built but were not yet operational. And now, with Russian troops massing on the Ukrainian border, President Biden saw the pipelines as a vehicle for Vladimir Putin to weaponize natural gas for his political and territorial ambitions. Biden's decision to sabotage the pipelines came after more than 9 months of highly secret back-and-forth debate inside Washington's national security community about how best to achieve that goal. And for much of that time, the issue was not whether to do the mission, but how to get it done with no overt clues as to who was responsible. It was a vital bureaucratic reason for relying on the graduates of the center's hardcore diving school in Panama City. The divers were Navy only, and not members of America's Special Operations Command, whose covert operations must be reported to Congress, and briefed in advance, by the way, to the Senate and House leadership, the so-called Gang of Eight. The Biden administration was doing everything possible to avoid the leaks as planning took place late in 2021 and into the first months of 2022. So this is some very interesting intel about how this operation was carried out behind the scenes and the laws that were circumvented in order to do it. And I do believe that Seymour Hersh bringing this issue to the forefront is a strategic move ahead of more disclosure on that front. It's just another scene in the pantomime. And you better believe that Congress is in possession of all of this evidence, which is slowly being dripped out as a part of these ongoing investigations. And the word is that Tom Cotton, Ted Cruz, and several others are putting together a massive investigation into the bombings of the Nord Stream pipeline, which will expose top-level U.S. officials and, of course, rogue U.S. military operations. And this is why Russia has been silent on the Nord Stream issue for the most part. They know where this is heading. In fact, I do believe that the White Hats in both the United States and Russia are working together to coordinate the disclosure of information about the pipeline ahead of what very likely may be simultaneous military tribunals later this year and into 2024. Things are definitely heating up, folks. And this is why several members of the Supreme Court declined to attend Biden's State of the Union address, along with several military commanders. It's also why you saw the World Economic Forum attendance drop 50% this year. Many of these players have already been taken off the chessboard. And the rest know what's coming. The deep state is doing everything that they can to continue their confidence game and prop up their failing system. But it's becoming increasingly obvious to anyone that's paying attention that their time is almost up. And there's no question that the Russian offensive is going to begin a collapse of interconnected dominoes. And that process is a little bit more than a week away from beginning. Folks, for quite some time, we've been having the discussion about division within the military, not just here in the United States, but all over the world, and talking about that as being one of the primary obstacles with regard to bringing the cabal down publicly. And I do believe that for the first time in history, this is going to become obvious to the general public in the weeks ahead. And in that process, everyone is going to be forced to choose a lane. The situation is coming to a head. We've been watching this escalation now for months. And part of it is exhilarating, and another part of it is frightening. We can never forget that this is a near-death experience for humanity. And that the precipice of destruction means exactly that. But we also have to remember that it's only the precipice. It may appear that we're going to face the prospect of civil war and world war. In fact, I do believe it's going to. But rest assured, folks, this is not going to happen. The White Hats have planned for decades and decades and decades for this moment, this epic reversal. And they have contingencies in place to ensure that we do not go down that road. That was one of the major objectives of the Q plan right from the very beginning. And if you think that we're going to slip into a world war and civil war at this point after all of this time, having not gone down that road already, I don't think you're really paying attention. We're not going to fall into their trap again. That's been my contention all along. I believe in humanity, and I certainly believe that if the White Hats were not in control, there is no chance that we would be having this conversation right now. All of us would be actively engaged in fighting a war, or we would have died by now in the process, or we would have been locked up in some sort of a concentration camp. Everybody knows what would have happened if Hillary won. Everybody out there knows what this world would look like by now if the cabal still retained the level of control that they have historically. Behind the scenes tells the real story, folks. Beneath the surface, that's what this show is all about. So once again, it's important to emphasize, were it not for the White Hats and Trump, who very likely may be locked down in Cheyenne Mountain, coordinating these final chess moves, none of us would be here right now. We can never forget that. But that being said, we also recognize that this has been a long, difficult struggle. But folks, this movie is about to approach its climax. Hold the line, Patriots, and buckle up because it is going to get bumpy. But as I always say, never lose sight of the fact that as we get closer to the surface level abyss, beneath the surface, the truth is what really matters. We are about to be set free. What an incredible time to be alive. Trust the plan, Patriots. God wins. All right, everyone. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. You can let me know in the comments. Please leave a like if you did. Also, please be sure to follow me on the different platforms I'm on. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, and Podbean. And please check out the links in the description to follow me on Telegram and Truth Social. I'm very active on both of those sites. And speaking of links, folks, please take a moment to check out the link to patriotunderground.shop. Amazing items there, very affordably priced, helps me out a tremendous, tremendous amount. Please consider making a purchase to support my efforts. Also, please consider checking out the link to Patreon and making a monthly pledge. God bless each and every one of you out there who have supported my work, and thank you to everyone out there for the support that you've given me since day one. I never forget where I came from, folks, and my gratitude continues to grow with every passing day for each and every one of you, and I want all of you to know that I love you very deeply, and it is my hope that one day we'll be able to connect in person, shake hands, hug, and celebrate victory together. But before we get there, folks, we've still got some more work to do. And finally, before I sign off tonight, I just want to remind everybody to check out PatriotSwitch.com, the best company out there for your household and personal products, the best beef out there on the market. Get ahead of the curve, folks. It's going to get bumpy, like I said. Who knows what's going to happen in terms of supply chains? Make the right decision. Secure all the products that you need from a company that actually supports the same ideology, the same values, as well as manufacturing their products right here in America to support American families and American jobs. This is a no-brainer for all the patriots out there in the audience. Make the switch today, patriotswitch.com. All right, folks, thank you so much for listening. I'll be back soon. I have SG Anon coming back on Monday. Very excited about that. So stay tuned. God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out.